Let's review the cases nominative, which deals with the subject, and accusative, which deals with the direct object, one more time. So if I say, I have a dog, Hund, dog, is masculine in German. Because it is masculine, and in the accusative case, that means it's a direct object in the first sentence, I have to mark it as such. And the way I do that is using einen instead of ein. So ich habe einen Hund. Ich is the subject in the nominative case, and einen Hund is the masculine direct object in the accusative case. Now, if I want to say I don't have a dog, I say ich habe keinen Hund. I have no dog. Again, keinen, en at the end, because I have to signify that it is masculine in the accusative case. Ich habe eine Katze. Ich is the subject in the nominative case. Eine Katze is the accusative direct object. It tells what it is I have. Now, in feminine for the accusative case, there is no change from the nominative. Eine Katze. Ich habe keine Katze. I have no cat. In other words, I don't have a cat. Same thing. The ich is your nominative subject, and Katze is feminine and the direct object. In other words, it answers, what is it I have? I have a cat. So that's in the accusative case. And again, no changes, because in the feminine, no changes are necessary. Ich habe ein Auto. I have a car. Who has the car? I do. I am the subject. What do I have? The car. A car, or a car, ein Auto, is my direct object. It's in the accusative case. But because Auto is neuter, it doesn't change whether it's the subject or the direct object. Both are ein. Ich habe kein Auto. I have no car. In other words, I don't have a car. Again, there's no change necessary because in the neuter, the endings don't change from nominative to accusative. They stay the same. Ich habe Freunde. I have friends. I am the subject. I'm the one doing the having. What do I have? Friends. The friends are in the accusative case. They are the accusative direct object, plural. Ich habe keine Freunde. It's I have no friends. Again, keine Freunde is your plural accusative.